so critically acclaimed.
Hey, hey, everyone. This is Laura, and welcome back to the Not So Critically Acclaimed podcast. This week, as promised, we are discussing the iCarly reboot. Just want to thank all the people who voted on my Instagram poll this past weekend. We will do He's All That, She's All That next week. So if you voted for that one, it will get done at some point. But again, thank you for voting, and I will definitely do more Instagram stories like that in the future if I can't decide between two things for the podcast. So let's get started. The iCarly reboot is only one season. It is a Paramount Plus original series that premiered back in June. They were releasing one episode every week, and the last episode was just released last week. So there are a total of 13 episodes. They're around 25 minutes each. There are two commercials in the episode, but what I found, because I binged it, and I will get into that all a little later, but what I found was that after like the first or second episode, like if you're watching in a row, they got rid of the commercials. So that was fun. So that's another perk of binging it if you haven't already watched it. And it has been renewed for a season two. So that's something to look forward to. So let's talk about my experience with iCarly. So like everyone else on the planet, I grew up watching iCarly on Nickelodeon, and I liked it, but not as much as other Nickelodeon shows like Zoe 101 and Drake and Josh. Or at least thinking back on my experience watching it, I didn't remember being really into it. So I don't remember if it was earlier this year or toward the end of last year when they announced that the reboot was happening. But you know, I got excited. Something from my childhood was coming back, and all my followers were excited. So I stayed up to date on that news. And then I think in February time maybe of this year, the first few seasons of the original iCarly were added to Netflix, and literally everyone started watching it, myself included. Like, I remember, again, you guys know I talk about TikTok a lot because that is my like main reference for what's trending and relevant. And so I just remember being on TikTok, and so many people were posting clips from iCarly episodes like, oh, Spencer carried the show, or, you know, just things that they understood now, or, you know, whatever. So when rewatching, I only made it through like the first 15 episodes of the show, just because, you know, I was watching so many other things, and, you know, I had seen it before, so it wasn't like a must, like trying to rewatch it before the reboot or anything. But I was having a great time rewatching. It was actually really funny, and now I think I would go back and rank iCarly higher than Victorious, making it my number three on like Nickelodeon shows. If you guys remember, I ranked Nickelodeon shows last year on the podcast. I also did Disney shows. But when I was like ranking that, I always felt like I liked Victorious so much more than iCarly, but I feel like that might have just been like the music aspect. I don't know. But with all that being said, the more we found out about the reboot, the more excited I got, till finally June came around and the first episode was released. Now, I waited a few days and watched it with my cousins when I went to visit them for a weekend. And now, honestly, I didn't really like it. I only laughed out loud once. It didn't really hold my attention, and I did fall asleep a few times. But I think that was just because I was really tired on that trip. So since they were only releasing one episode per week and the episodes were so short and I wasn't really excited to watch anymore, I decided I'll just binge it when all the episodes are out. So that's exactly what I did last week. Over the course of like 2 days, I watched all the episodes, and then I watched the finale the day it came out. And honestly, I actually then really liked it, so I'm glad I gave it another chance. So if you also just watched the first episode and you weren't really loving it, I would say maybe give it another chance. And I'm going to get all into, obviously, my opinions, you know, what I was liking, what I was not liking in part two. So just wait for that. So now as for the cast, obviously we have some reprisals from the original. Miranda Cosgrove reprised her role as Carly Shay. Obviously, she was also in Drake and Josh on Nickelodeon. She was in School of Rock, Yours, Mine, and Ours, and has voiced a main character in the Despicable Me movies. Nathan Kress also reprised his role as Freddie Benson. He was in the movies Tell Me How to Die, Alexander IRL, Gym Teacher the Movie, which was a Nickelodeon original movie that I have zero memory of, and then a show called Pinky Malinky. And then Jerry Traynor also reprised his role as Spencer Shay. He was also in Drake and Josh, which apparently it was only 10 episodes. Like, Crazy Steve was only there for 10 episodes? That's wild. Also, just a fun thing that I'm going to talk about in part two because I don't remember the details, but there's a wild theory of, like, connecting iCarly and Drake and Josh, since Miranda Cosgrove and Jerry Traynor were both actors in Drake and Josh, and then they went on to be on iCarly. So there's, like, a whole theory that Crazy Steve, like, kidnapped Megan, who was Miranda Cosgrove's character on Drake and Josh, and, like, brainwashed her, and I don't even know, like, she was, like, hallucinating, and then she wakes up in the hospital surrounded by the Drake and Josh people, and she's had this whole dream, and, like, iCarly was just a dream. Like, could you imagine? That would be crazy, but, like, so fun. But anyway, he was also in the show Crossing Jordan, Tough Puppy, the movie Best Player, and No Good Nick. Then our two newcomers to the show are Lacey Mosley, who plays Harper. So she's been in the show Florida Girls and then has had supporting roles in shows like Single Parents, Insecure, and The Wedding Year. And then lastly is Jaden Triplett, who plays Millicent. She was in the show The Affair and then an episode of Blackish, an episode of Station 19, and an episode of Family Reunion. So she's very new because she's also only a kid. And then I'll just take this moment to acknowledge that Jeanette McCurdy, who played Sam in the original iCarly, and Noah Monk, who played Gibby in the original iCarly, decided not to reprise their roles, and we'll discuss why and all of the backstory and everything in part two. So now let's get to the plot, the good stuff, what you guys want to know. So the new iCarly takes place in present day, where Carly is now 26 years old and she is struggling. She feels like most 20-somethings. I guess she doesn't have a true job or direction in life. She doesn't have a boyfriend, or, I mean, at least they break up in the first episode. That's not a major spoiler. It literally happens in the first 5 minutes. So then, because of all of this, like, you know, feeling like she's got nothing going on, she decides to revive the iCarly web show, even though Sam is not in the show, so she no longer has a co-host. But with the help of her friends and family, she's determined to make it work. So her friends and family, of course, include her older brother, Spencer, who has the same apartment as before, but there are some updates, as now he is a famous, well-known, rich artist. Then, of course, Freddie, who has struggled as well. He has been struggling to get his apps off the ground, because remember, he's a tech guy, so he came up with some, like, apps, but they failed. He got married and divorced twice, so now he moved back in with his mom, who still lives across the hall from Spencer, but Freddie is now raising his stepdaughter, Millicent. So Millicent is super into social media, and her and Carly kind of have this love-hate relationship going a little bit. It's more like Millicent just makes fun of Carly a lot. And then the last character is Harper, Carly's new best friend and roommate. They live in their own apartment in the same building as Spencer and Freddie. And Harper is an aspiring stylist and Carly's number one hype girl. So now you're wondering, how does the show compare to the original? Well, they still have the iCarly web show, so expect some of the old bits and running jokes to appear, but I honestly feel like the original iCarly had a lot more of the actual web show, which I'm fine with because that was never my favorite part of the show, and I feel like maybe they're doing that because, you know, Sam's not in the show anymore, so it's not as entertaining just watching Carly alone. I mean, she brings guests on and stuff, but it's not as big of a part of the show anymore. You can also expect a lot of surprise cameos from memorable characters from the original show. I feel like not almost every episode, but, like, I can think of off the top of my head, like, four to five characters that come back from the original already, at least that I can remember. But the great thing about this iCarly is, just like the fans of the original show grew up, the show did too, meaning that unlike other reboots of childhood favorites that end up being like, or they try to just be the same thing for the new generation of young kids. This is the good stuff from your childhood now in adult format. So that means there is cursing. There are more mature concepts discussed. They also did a great job integrating like relevant social and cultural concepts into the show. So that includes, there's more diversity and inclusivity, as two main characters are now people of color, and one of them is also part of the LGBTQ+ community. So I feel like that's very different than a lot of other reboots, and the one that comes to mind mainly is like Fuller House. You know, Fuller House is exactly the same as Full House in like the PG aspect, family friendly. I watched Fuller House when it came out. I grew up watching Full House as reruns because I obviously was not alive when it was airing live. But my point is, like, I grew up watching Full House and loved it as a kid. I mean, I would still watch Full House now anyway. But then when they tried to make, when they made Fuller House, they were basically trying to do the exact same thing as Full House, but for families in this generation. So I think that iCarly is just a lot better. Like, this reboot is a lot better at what the fans wanted to see. So with all that being said, if you've been hesitant to watch it because you think it's going to be cringy or it's going to ruin the original, just give it a chance because you might be pleasantly surprised. And now that all the episodes are out, and let's say, you know, you don't want to sign up for Paramount Plus, you can just do a free trial because I think you get like a week free and you can watch all of the episodes definitely in that amount of time. And so you can see, you know, is it worth it? If you want to sign up for it, because there will be a season two. It has been renewed. And there wasn't a huge cliffhanger. It was like a little bit of a cliffhanger though. There is a little bit more continuity, I think, in episodes compared to the old iCarly. So that is all like the gist that you have to know going in. Hopefully you give it a chance. And if you do, make sure to tune in to Wednesday's episode of the podcast because that will be part two where I discuss all my opinions about the new iCarly. Also, you know, in relation to opinions about the old iCarly, we'll talk about why Jeanette McCurdy and Noah Monk are not in the show and why they don't have any plans to be. And we'll just talk about, you know, everything good about the show. So stay tuned for that. And otherwise, thanks for listening. Bye.